Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I need to touch it.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio. No, a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve, and this is a show for people who had never listened to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347-POOHEAD. Check out my Twitter at Weird Medicine. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcast medical news and stuff you can buy, or go to our new merchandise store, cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, registered dietitian, or whatever. All right, very good. So here we are. I'm recording this on Wednesday, March 11th, because I am supposed to be on vacation. No clue if I actually got to go or not. No clue if once I got there, I didn't get stuck there because of, you know, SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, which is, it seems like, really all we've been talking about for quite some time on this show, and it's probably going to be for a little while longer. A lot has probably happened, so I'm not even going to try to do SARS-CoV-2 news today. I'm just going to answer questions and screw around, basically, because I don't want to give you any news that's completely out of date, be honest with you. I do want to get the plugs in, though. Check out feels.com/fluid. feels.com/fluid. And for broad spectrum CBD, you get 50% off your first order if you order a subscription. And you can order a subscription, cancel at any time. I have mine coming every month. I love it. Stuff.drsteve.com for all your Amazon needs. Tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID for the best earbuds for the price and best customer service anywhere. And if you want to maintain your ideal body weight or attain your ideal body weight for the first time since college, like me, go to Noom, Noom.drsteve.com. And it's a psychology app. You get 2 free weeks and 20% off if you decide to try it. And it's only a 3-week program, no points. It's not a diet. I really like it. It's not for everybody in the sense that it is just a little bit, a lot of positivity. I guess some people would be annoyed by that. Normally I would be. I wasn't in this because I thought they were helping me. So you get a group, counselor, you get an individual counselor. It's really a great thing. So check out Noom at noom.drsteve.com. And check out Dr. Scott's herbal website at simplyherbals.net. And it's not going to be up much longer, so better check it out while you can. Okie doke. Let's just answer some questions. How about that? Let's see here. Well, it would help if I pushed the right button.
Number one thing, don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
There you go. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Ronnie B. No, nothing.
I had a question about blood sugar levels.
Okay.
And my husband unfortunately passed away a month ago.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
When I he had undiagnosed diabetes, and I'm wanting to know if had I gotten him to the hospital a few hours sooner, had we had a better result. So my question is about blood sugar levels and slipping into a cardiac arrest.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Thank you.
I don't want you blaming yourself in any way. And there's no blame to be assigned in a situation like this. The problem with diabetes is it goes undiagnosed often unless you get screened for it. So getting your physical done every year, getting your blood sugar done or your hemoglobin A1C. Your hemoglobin A1C is a test of how much blood sugar is glomming onto the hemoglobin in your blood. And that gives you an idea of 3-month average blood sugar. So we used to say anything under 8 was good, and then they ratcheted down to 6.7. Now it's in the 5s, is considered normal. So getting your physical done every year, get your prostate check if you're over 50, colonoscopy, get your blood pressure, cholesterol, and your blood sugar done. And usually they can catch the stuff. But undiagnosed diabetes for many people doesn't cause any symptoms, and it just makes them feel kind of crummy maybe, but they just think it's part of normal aging and they ignore it. It's not everybody pees like a racehorse. Even if they do, sometimes they don't realize that that's a problem. They just think they've got a problem with their prostate. And the problem with having undiagnosed high blood sugar is that it can lead to coronary artery disease. So people who have diabetes are higher risk of heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, and that kind of stuff. So that's what happened. And it's not your fault. Unlikely anything you could have done would have changed the outcome, sadly, other than if they could have diagnosed this earlier. So I'm sorry that happened. And yeah, it sucks. And, you know, knowing that death is a natural part of life doesn't make it any easier to deal with. So, and if I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to call back. All right. Well,
from New York. About a year ago, I had a checkup with my doctor, and she wanted to send me for more tests because at that time, she said my ALT was high and my blood screen was 123.
Okay, ALT is a liver function test. So
AST was 59, and she said...
Yeah, those used to be called SGOT and SGPT, and now they're ALT and AST. It doesn't matter what those stand for, but those are... these are enzymes that are primarily created in... cells in the liver, and so when the liver cells die, they release those enzymes into the bloodstream, and then you can detect them in a blood test.
There was blood in my urine. Of course, I didn't bother to go. And a year later, my numbers are back to normal. 42
okay.
for ALT and 17 for AST.
Good.
However, my doctor, my gastroenterologist, he wanted me to see my primary because my creatinine level is high, 1.40.
Okay, so creatinine level is a function of kidney function. So you and I, if we have normal kidney function, we very efficiently filter out creatinine. Okay, so there'll be way more creatinine in your urine than will be in your bloodstream. And when your kidneys stop filtering efficiently, that creatinine level starts to rise because we're no longer able to filter it out as efficiently. I hope that makes sense. So that is something that's a marker that we look at for kidney failure. Now, 1.4, no, that's not kidney failure. We might call that renal insufficiency. But you can see that from... every once in a while, if someone's dehydrated or something like that, you'll see a transient rise in creatinine. So the question is it chronically elevated or was it just one time? Let's see what he says, if he does say anything.
I have records going back to 2014. It was usually in the 0.9s. Now it's up to 1.5. Went back to my primary. She wants me to go again, of course. She refers me to a hematologist oncologist to get my kidneys, even though there's no blood in my urine anymore.
What?
But she says my other counts are real high, especially my red blood counts. My hemoglobin was 18.4. My hematocrit was 57.7. I don't know what any of this means, of course. One thing that is confusing, my neutrophils absolute from 2014 to 2016 was 4,500 to 5,200. Now they're measuring, it says 5.7. I don't know if they're...
That's 5,700.
Measuring in a different way or
yeah, they
something
are.
Really strange
okay.
happened
yeah.
with that. Any information you can give me would be of great help. I appreciate it. Listen to your podcast every week.
Okay, good. So you'll hear this. So, the 5.7, that's going to be 5,700. So that's still in the same range. So I want to hear that hemoglobin and hematocrit again. Let me run that
high, especially my red blood counts. My hemoglobin was 18.4. My hematocrit was 57.7.
Yeah, okay. So hematocrit is that's basically the percentage of blood volume that is red blood cells. That's kind of a way to think of it. So if you spin down blood into a very narrow tube and you put in a centrifuge and the red blood cells go to the bottom, then you can measure, the top from the very bottom to the top of the clear fluid. Because there will be down at the bottom, there will be debris and red blood cells. At the top will be clear fluid. You measure the whole distance, that'd be your 100%. And then let's say that the red blood cells go up half the way, then that would be 50%. That would be a hematocrit of 50, okay? And then the hemoglobin is another measure of red blood cells. And both of these are elevated in him, not crazy elevated, but they're elevated. So, and he's had this issue with
the transient liver enzymes, plus he's got a little bit of renal insufficiency. So I don't, at first when I said that they were sending him to a hematologist, I couldn't figure out why, but now I understand why. They're looking to work him up for a what's called a polycythemia, or an overabundance of red blood cells. This can be caused by smoking. He didn't say whether he smokes or not. Carbon monoxide exposure. But it can also come from the bone marrow itself. So a hematologist would be the right person to work that out. And give us a call and let us know what they say. Because I don't want to make any, any bench or sidecar diagnoses at this point. But I can tell you that's why they're sending you to that place and what they're going to be looking for. So, and that creatinine's not crazy high. But when you have an unexpected abnormal lab test, the first thing you do is repeat it. It may do a thing called regression to the mean. In other words, the next time they do it might be 1.2, and then 1.1, it's working its way back down to normal. On the other hand, it may be 2, and then 2.5 and 3, and now you know you've got a problem. But one slightly elevated creatinine doth not renal failure make. But that combined with the transient liver enzymes and the elevated red blood cells, that would warrant further investigations, really all that is. Could be something completely benign. Okay, no. All right. Let's see. Let's do this one.
Some professional advice, except for fuck P.A. John. I guess I'd rely on Dr. Steve here. Anyway.
That's right. Okay. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a phone call by Stacy DeLoach, lest I not recognize him when he calls in. Okay. Listeners from 3 weeks ago will know what I'm talking about. All right. Take it away, Stacy.
Got two bone spurs, one on the bottom of my heel and one coming out of the back, pointing up in my heel, according to the x-ray. Is there any way of curing that without surgery, either through physical therapy or diet or any other way of doing that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So he has bone spurs. And most people think the spur is what causes the problem, because the spur is actually, it's a pointy piece of bone. And surely to goodness, that's what's causing the pain. And actually, the spur itself is more likely to be a symptom of the tension that's being placed on that bone by the ligaments and tendons around it rather than the cause. So when you have it on the bottom of your foot and it's going forward, that's usually caused by a thing called plantar fasciitis. So you have this sort of inverse suspension bridge under your foot, and every time you step on it, you expand it, and that it just constantly is pulling on that heel bone, and you can get pain there, and it's actually pain in the ligamentous structure that's supporting the foot, in sort of the arch of the foot. And there are lots of things that you can do for plantar fasciitis. The one that they really don't do much of at all is surgery for it, even though when you do an x-ray, you may see one of those bone spurs. And that's just because bone will grow in the direction of stress. And that's a really smart design. If you walk in a certain way and you put stress on your hip, and it say that it's abnormal, that if that hip will actually remodel and the lines inside the supporting scaffolding will realign itself very slowly, albeit, but they'll do it to reflect the where they're feeling the stress. So we think of bone as being like rock, but it's not. It's living tissue. It's just moving really slowly, if it moves at all. And so when you just keep tugging on it, you can actually extrude out bone cells that will then form bone and make a spur. So wearing a Thule heel cup, doing foot stretches, you can go to places like Fleet Feet if you have one of those in your area, and they have a sock that will that has Velcro on the front and a strap that you can strap to the front of your shin to stretch out your foot for plantar fasciitis or heel spurs, runner's heel, all that kind of stuff. So, and then the one that's in the back that's pointing up is just from his Achilles tendon doing the same thing. It's doing exactly the same thing. It's pulling. So he may need to see a podiatrist to get some inserts in his shoe to take off some of the pressure from that calcaneus bone, which is the heel bone, take some of the pressure off of it from all the ligaments and tendons that are pulling on it. So, all right. Let's see here.
I've been doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu and MMA off and on for about 20 years. And when I rotate my head, I hear a crackle in my neck.
Yeah.
Now, I don't feel any pain, but what is that? It's kind of weird. Also, Dr. Steve, you should go on the Matt Serra and Jimmy Norton UFC podcast.
Really?
That'd probably be a good show. And can you revive the Chippa?
No.
Just asking.
I can't. Why would I revive the Chippa? No, I don't have a whole lot to say on you. I was on Hammer Fisting podcast with Luis Gomez a couple of times. Then he quit asking me on. I think I was just boring and stupid and didn't know enough about sports medicine to really say anything. And that was of any interest whatsoever. But I love MMA. I love to watch it. Just don't know anything about it. So neck cracking is very common. I can crack my neck right now. I don't think you can hear it. Let me see if you can hear it. Well, I doubt you can hear that, but I can hear it. It's very loud in my head. That's just caused by the tissues of the neck rubbing against each other. You know, what I want you to do, if you ever have a chance, is to look at a model of the human spine. It's an incredible feat of engineering. You know, these little pedicles and these other little outcroppings, you know, lay on top of them, and each one lays on top of the other one. And they're not placed there like blocks. They grow like that. It's really neat. And it's very clever, and it's pretty flexible within limits. And but these tissues kind of start grinding against each other, and it doesn't necessarily mean that anything really bad is going on. You may have a little bit of degenerative joint disease, but if it doesn't cause pain, it really is probably not a problem. So now people will endure trauma and then get osteoarthritis from it years later. Well, I've seen lots of people with bad knees, men particularly, and I'll say, did you play football? And I would say about 88% of them were football players. And it seems like 10, 15 years later, now they've got arthritis in their knees. So you will see that from time to time. But yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that. Now, if you have any associated symptoms when it cracks, numbness in your fingers, numbness running down your arm, electricity shooting down your arm, then you got to get checked because that's a sign of a pinched nerve. All right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hello, Weird Medicine. Hey. This is Steve from New York. Just had a couple of goofy questions. I was just watching a YouTube video, and the guy takes a bath bomb, puts it in liquid nitrogen. It doesn't dissolve, but it freezes instantly, you know. He then takes the frozen bath bomb, puts it in his bathtub, and the water in the bathtub boils. It literally boils and, like, empties by half. How does that happen?
I'm having trouble understanding him. If you put something like liquid nitrogen or carbon dioxide, it's a better one. It would, you know, solid carbon dioxide we call dry ice. If you put it in water, yeah, it will look like it's boiling. What it's doing really is just outgassing. So it's not boiling in the sense that the water is changing from one phase to another. That's what really boiling is where water changes from a liquid phase to a gaseous phase. What really is going on is, and so it's outgassing, and so you get this bubbling up. You throw dry ice in water, it outgasses, but the water itself doesn't change from water to gas. Most likely it's changing from water to solid, which we call ice. As it encases the dry ice. So anyway, sorry I couldn't answer the rest of it. I know he was asking about the lethal dose of nicotine, and the LD50 of, in other words, the amount of nicotine that will kill 50% of humans is considered to be 0.5 milligrams per kilogram. So that would be like 35 milligrams. Now, I'm not sure how much is in a cigarette. So let's find out. Well, let's see if Echo knows. Echo, how much nicotine is in a single cigarette?
According to an Amazon customer, the average cigarette contains around 12 milligrams of nicotine. However, the mg of nicotine in cigarettes can range from 8 milligrams all the way up to more than 24 milligrams, depending on the strength.
Okay, so that's from some Amazon user. I don't know if it's true. So 0.5 to 1 milligram per kilogram can be a lethal dosage for an adult human. Now, remember, just because the cigarette has that much doesn't mean you're getting that dose. That would be the more accurate question. What dose of nicotine do you get when you take a puff on a smoke? Well, let's look that up. Echo, how much nicotine do you get in every puff of a cigarette?
A response from an Amazon customer about CD cigarettes says about 10 milligrams in each cigarette.
Okay, I don't know. I should have looked that up before I started doing this podcast. But anyway, so unlikely to have a lethal dose, in other words, from a single cigarette. And but I'm going to look that. Well, here's nicotine poisoning. Let's just look and see what our old buddy Wikipedia, which I know is not a great medical source, but is not bad, actually, for things like this, because there are a lot of people out there that fact check this stuff. So the widely used human LD50 estimate of 1 mg/kg was questioned in a 2013 review in light of several documented cases of humans surviving much higher doses. The 2013 review suggests that the lower limit causing fatal outcomes is 1,000 mg of ingested nicotine, corresponding to 13 mg/kg orally. So you'd have to eat it, just smoking it, because when you smoke it, the nicotine comes in to your body, and then you metabolize it very quickly. An accidental ingestion of only 6 mg may be lethal to children, so don't let children accidentally eat your nicotine gum. Keep that stuff out of their hands. And cigarettes as well. Just, can we just not have cigarettes in the house if there are kids? You know, if you're an adult, do whatever you want to do, but I don't understand it. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Okay, here we go. It says the recent rise in the use of electronic cigarettes, many forms of which are designed to be refilled with nicotine-containing e-liquid supplied in small plastic bottles, has renewed interest in nicotine overdoses, especially in the possibility of young children ingesting the liquids. In 2015, Public Health England report noted an unconfirmed newspaper report of a fatal poisoning of a 2-year-old child. Two published case reports of children of similar age who had recovered after ingesting e-liquid and vomiting. Yeah. So if you have a bottle full of e-liquid, look and see how many milligrams of nicotine are in there, and that you may be in possession of a fatal dose of that stuff. So that's pretty spooky. So be careful out there. You know what? Forget about having a perfect beach body. The truth is, carrying too much weight increases your risk of high blood pressure, heart attack, sleep apnea, joint pain, and increased resistance to insulin, which can lead to diabetes. The good news is, lowering your weight even 5 to 10% can decrease your health risks. You know, there's a new company called Withings. These people are amazing. They have more than 10 years experience making connected devices to help anyone take control of their health. Now look, I have one of their scales, and you know I don't endorse products that I don't use myself on this show. And this Withings scale is unbelievable. The first thing is, it's not Bluetooth scale. It's a Wi-Fi scale, which means it will sync with your app wherever it is. It doesn't have to be close to your scale. And that used to drive me crazy when I had a Bluetooth scale, because I had to bring my phone into the bathroom, and to me that's just gross. So I can just weigh myself. Not only does it tell me how much I weigh, but it keeps track of the trends and sends it to my fitness app, where I now have a nice graph that tells me what direction my weight's going in. In addition to that, it tells me my total body fat, total body water, bone, how much my bones weigh, how much my muscle mass weighs. It's incredible. So, you know, if you've probably heard that people who work out will have increased muscle mass and their weight will actually go up. Well, you know, with this thing, you can determine indeed that, yeah, the reason my weight's going up is because the weight of my muscles is going up and my body fat is going down, which is what you care about. This thing is fantastic. Founded 10 years ago, Withings produced the first commercially available smart scale, and they're still considered the best. They now have a whole ecosystem of award-winning connected devices beyond the scale, like hybrid smartwatches and blood pressure monitors, which I'm getting one of those next. They're all known for their accuracy and ease of use. The step on the scale and data from every weigh-in goes directly to the highly rated HealthMate app, which is available for iOS and Android. Of course, the app is free. And they support up to 8 users, and they even have a pregnancy mode with advice for every week of pregnancy. Oh, you know what else? It'll tell you what the weather is for the day. So I weigh myself every morning when I get out of the shower, and it tells me what the what the temperature outside and what the forecast is. This is the craziest scale I've ever seen. It's fantastic. I love it. This is light years ahead of every other smart scale I've ever had. If you want to take control of your weight or just add muscle and lose fat, a Withings Smart Scale can help. In fact, Tom's Guide recently named Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale of 2020. Get 25% off the Body Plus Body Composition Wi-Fi Smart Scale at withings.com/Steve. That's withings.com/Steve. You will not regret this. It is fantastic. Thank you, Withings. All right, back to the show. We'll just take another couple of questions, then we'll get out of here.
Hey, Dr. Steve. It's Ryan out in Chicago. I got a question for you. You keep talking about the universal flu vaccine.
That's correct.
And it sounds awesome. I was watching this docuseries on Netflix called Pandemic, and they had touched on where they are at the development with the universal flu vaccine. And they said they already have something, but it entails getting, instead of just one shot, a series of 7 shots. And just for argument's sake, let's say I'm not a millennial snowflake.
I don't know what that is.
How might I go about getting these 7 shots, and what would it entail? I mean, if I could not have to go every year and get the flu vaccine, I'm willing to get 7 shots. I'm willing to get 7 shots in quick succession if necessary. So just wanted to hear your thoughts on it. Thanks so much. Bye.
Yeah. So what he's talking about is a universal influenza vaccine, which is something we desperately need. Right now we're guessing which of the viral proteins on the surface of the influenza virus will be present when flu hits our communities. And but the stupid thing mutates. So every year it's something different. And sometimes the flu vaccine is 6% effective, and other times it's 40% effective. What we need is a universal flu vaccine. So you get one flu vaccine, just like you got one series of measles vaccines. And I haven't heard this 7-shot thing, but you have to get more than one MMR, and you have to get more than one Shingrix vaccine. I had to get 2 of those. So I doubt it'll be 7 when they finally finish it. It might be 2 or 3, though. And but then when you do that, that'll be the end of influenza, just as we basically eradicated measles in this country until people stopped vaccinating their kids. And now measles is making a comeback. But back, 10, 15 years ago, there was not a single native case of community-acquired measles in this country. They were all people. The people that got measles that year all got it from or brought it here from other places. So now we're seeing it come back again. Hopefully people will get some sense and start vaccinating their kids again. But anyway, we need a universal influenza vaccine, mainly because we don't want the influenza pandemic of 1918 to ever happen again. Now, that's unlikely to happen. Dr. Scott and I talked about this last show, that an influenza pandemic that kills 1% of the world's population, unless it's completely resistant or really rapidly fatal, is unlikely to happen, because now we have ventilators and we have Tamiflu and Xofluza and Relenza, and we'll have other medications and hopefully a universal vaccine. And we have vaccines in general right now. So, I'm hoping for the future that we can have a flu influenza-free future, because this stupid virus, enough's enough with this effing virus. 30,000 people in this country dead this year. So far from influenza, enough. So your days are numbered, influenza. We're coming for you. All right. Piece of crap virus. So.
Hey, Dr. Steve. My name's Ryan. I've recently quit smoking.
Congratulations.
It's been 30-plus days. And
excellent.
And I've been using the Nicotrol
okay.
inhaler. went through a breakup right before I started.
Oh, here we go.
Quit smoking program, and we were working stuff out, and emotions went crazy two different times right in a row.
Yep.
Once when I quit smoking completely, and then the next time when I quit the neck control. Is that normal to have just emotional just blow up?
Yes.
Out of nowhere. Thanks, boss. Appreciate you help pushing me to quit smoking.
Oh, thank you for quitting. And yes, part of the withdrawal from nicotine is a little bit of emotional lability. And the other thing is that the brain also might at that time say, you know, dude, you'd feel better if you just smoked a cigarette. Don't fall for that. That's the lizard part of your brain trying to get you to smoke again. So don't do it. Resist. Go beat off, go eat something, drink something, just don't smoke. Because you're vulnerable right now. I used to go 6 weeks, and then my wife would piss me off, and I'd go, well, by God, I'll show her I'm going to smoke. And I'd go smoke. Well, I didn't show her anything. I was just showing myself what a dumbass I was. So eventually it stuck, and mostly I did it just to show her. You know, because she still smokes, so hell with her. But you're going to be vulnerable at 6 weeks, and 6 months. At 6 months, you're going to say, "Oh, I got this thing licked. I could just have one." You can't. You can't have one. If it breaks your heart to not smoke, that you can say, "Look, if I ever have a terminal illness in the future, then I'll start smoking again," and that's totally fine to do that. Because that's what I did. That helped me. Say, it's not goodbye. It's so long. When I get a terminal illness, I'll pick you back up again. Because at that point, who cares? But the weird thing is, at this point, I've been quit 25 years, I guess, at this point. I have no interest. If I get a terminal illness now, there's a lot of stuff I'll do. And visiting the Bunny Ranch is one of them. But smoking is not one of them. I won't be doing that. So there you go. And visiting the Bunny Ranch is a euphemism for you figure it out. Anyway, all right. Listen, thanks always go to Dr. Scott when he's here. We can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, Lewis Johnson, Paul Ofcharski, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Ron Bennington, and Fez Watley, and Chris Stanley, whose early support of the show has never gone unappreciated. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine. And next week we'll be live and we'll be talking about coronavirus again, I'm sure. We'll see you then.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.